It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Toonzeum is one of only three museums in the country dedicated to the display of original art used for comic books, newspaper, and television cartoons. Essential Pittsburgh visited the Toonzeum to see its latest exhibit honoring a true American hero.
Hi, my name is Stuart Neft. I am a board member of the Toonzeum and a curator of the current exhibit that we have, which is Captain America, 75 Years of the Sentinel of Liberty, which we decided to tie in with the current Captain America Civil War movie. What we have on display here is 65 years worth of original art used to create the Captain America comic books, as well as a couple of showcases full of everything from comic books to toys to lunchboxes, Pez dispensers, just anything else we could find from local collectors that related to Captain America. Here on some of the walls, we have some digital reproductions of a couple of pages that were used in the very first Captain America comic book from March 1941. Unfortunately, original art from comic books in the 40s is very rare, and most of it doesn't exist anymore, so we were lucky to find a couple of digital reproductions just to show what some of the pages looked like from the very first issue of Captain America, just to kind of show how he has changed in appearance through the years. Following along on the walls here, we have a couple of rare pages from the 1950s. From what we understand, maybe less than a dozen pages from the Captain America comic books in the 50s still exist, and we were fortunate enough to be able to find someone to loan us two that he had in his collection. And as you follow along, we have some more examples of Captain America art from the 60s, the 70s, right up through today, as well as anything else we could find Captain America related. Most of these pages were loaned to us by collectors from all over the country and Canada. Since I myself was never a big Captain America collector, I only had two or three pages in my collection. So we had to put out the call through some of the online websites where people that collect comic book art go, asking them if they would be kind enough to loan us their art. And we found four or five guys who thought that this exhibit sounded like a great idea and were happy to loan us their art. Captain America as a character came about in the 1940s as America's response to what was going on in Europe. They saw the rise of Hitler and thought as a way to boost morale in this country, we should have a character who represented America and us fighting back against the Nazi menace at the time. And after the war was over, Captain America just continued, even though he didn't have the Nazis to fight anymore, he evolved with the times to fight against whatever we thought the current menace was to the United States. But the one thing about Captain America was that he was never Republican, he was never Democrat, he was American. He fought for what he thought was best for America. And so whether it was his response to the Vietnam War, or what was going on with the Nixon White House in the 70s, or what was going on with the Patriot Act, he always acted in a way that he thought best represented America. This Friday, we will actually be having an event here at the Toonzeum, which is free to the public. We've contacted some local veterans groups who are going to come down and explain to us what Captain America meant to them as members of the military serving our country, and how they felt that he helped represent them. And a lot of times, just reading the Captain America comic books when they were stationed overseas helped them get through their tour of duty. The current exhibit, Captain America, 75 years of the Sentinel of Liberty, will run through August 14th, so you still have a good month or so to come down and see it. The Toonzeum is located at 945 Liberty Avenue, right in the heart of the Cultural District. We know it's not-